take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing. Now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When you're learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life.
I thought you had him. I thought you had him.
They couldn't have just walked away.
You know, it's going to be pretty tough getting to Buffalo without bus tickets. Unless you plan to travel piggyback on Superman.
I don't understand why you didn't just hire a private limousine. Because we're cash poor at the moment. All our money's tied up in survival. I found him.
Thank goodness. Come on, we better get to the depot.
Hey, Tootie, you think your aunt will take you to the TV studio where she works?
I hope so. I'm dying to see Aunt Sylvia anchor the 5 o'clock news.
I'm dying to see Uncle Brian.
He once played hockey in the Olympics?
No, because of what he does now. Coaching a boys' hockey team.
Muscles on ice.
Come on, girls, let's go.
All right.
Bye,
bye,
Joe.
Bye-bye. Later. Later. Later.
Come on!
See you later.
Ryan? Brian!
Sylvia! Numbers.
One of your kids break another stick?
Yeah, these things don't hold up too well when they hit a hard surface.
The ice?
No, another kid.
I thought the whole idea of this team was to keep the kids out of trouble.
Well, we're making some progress. Yeah, same amount of broken noses, but this time we actually had two I'm sorrys and one excuse me.
You never run out of patience, do you?
Well, up until now. What do you got in the bag?
Ah, surprise!
Planning to launch a ship?
We're going to celebrate.
Celebrate what?
We're celebrating for three reasons. One, I love you. I really love you.
What's not to love?
And second, in exactly 1 month and 4 days, it will be our first wedding anniversary.
No kidding. That means we've been living together for 2 years. Are you blushing? I swear, it's hard to tell with you.
Watch it, paleface.
Gotcha. You know, if somebody had told me a few years back that I'd end up married to this foxy lady, I would have told them they were absolutely crazy.
I wasn't looking for the great white hope either.
Kind of sounds like my parents when I first told them about us. Now, you said we had three reasons to be celebrating. What's the third reason?
This one's a biggie. I just heard the doorbell. It must be Tootie and her friend.
Mom!
Son! Oh, I just happened to be in the neighborhood. I thought I'd pop by and say hello.
Champagne in the afternoon?
Oh, of course. In exactly 1 month and 4 days will be your first wedding anniversary.
You two keep in close touch, don't you?
What a wedding that was. I can still remember the both of you walking down the aisle.
Well, you should. You were blocking the way with a picket sign.
Come on, you know how it was. It is a bit of a shock when you're expecting Billy D and you end up with a vanilla hockey puck.
You just blew your Mother's Day present.
But I've gotten used to you. It's like skipping ham hocks now and then and trying a little peanut butter marshmallow sandwich. Okay, here's to you. You're okay. I'll drink to that.
Skål.
Mm.
Mom, Sylvia tells me she has some big news to announce.
All right. Big news.
Hmm?
Brian, Mom, I just...
You get the feeling his party's never gonna get off the ground.
Hello? Oh, hi, Dad. Yes, just a minute. Your father.
I'll take it in the bedroom.
I wonder what the exalted grand dragon wants.
It's always the same conversation. How are you, son? And have you left her yet?
It figures.
I got it!
I don't suppose you'd like to talk about the big news before Brian gets back, would you?
I can tell you. I got a call this morning from Fred Scott.
Mm-hmm.
He runs Channel 10 in New York City. There's an opening for a news reporter on the 6 o'clock news, and he's offered me the job.
Oh, honey! Oh, that's exciting. Oh, darling, I'm so proud of you. I've been telling all my friends, just watch my daughter. She's going to be a star. Naturally, look who her mother is. That's really good.
There's just one little hitch, though.
Uh-oh.
It's Brian. You know how much his work at the youth center means to him.
Yeah. Oh. And if you moved to New York, he'd have to go, too.
I just hope Brian goes along with it. A job on a station in New York City. It's the foot in the door I've been dreaming of.
You're moving on up, girl. I just hope that after you take New York by storm, you won't forget who your mother was.
I was hoping you'd come to New York, too.
No, I wouldn't want to interfere with your new life.
I insist.
Honey, I'll be packed and ready. It'll be so great to get back there again. I love New York. I met your father there.
And you dumped him there.
That's why I love New York.
What'd I miss?
Nothing. Everything all right with you folks?
Fine. They both send you their love.
Mm-hmm.
You too, Mom.
I find that hard to believe.
Dad found it hard to say.
Well, I think I've got to run.
Wait a minute. Right in the middle of a toast.
Syl's already told me the big news. You're going to flip. I just want to say, you two have a great thing going here, and if by chance you ever happen to have a little argument, just remember this. Never go to bed mad. Just go to bed.
Mom's just crazy about you.
Mom's just crazy. Now, come on, what about this big news?
Big news. You ready?
Ready.
Okay. I have a chance of getting off the 5 o'clock news and doing the 6 o'clock news.
Honey, fantastic. The plum assignment. I'm so happy for you. Right?
Yeah. The 6 o'clock news is the one I've been shooting for.
And now you got it.
I have to call back and say whether I'm accepting it or not.
You mean you haven't said yes yet?
I was waiting to talk to you first.
Syl, that is silly. Now, you call him back right now, this minute. Come on.
Right. There's one little problem, though.
Call.
The job is in New York City.
Hang up that phone. New York City? How the hell did New York get into this all of a sudden?
That's where the offer came from. Fred Scott, Channel 10. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, like the last time I went to the dentist for a root canal. Was the champagne supposed to be Novocaine?
I was trying to be nice.
Nice. Real nice.
Well, Brian, what are you getting so upset about?
Because I'm upset, that's why. Do you mind?
I don't think we came at the best time. Sounds like a fight. Maybe it's just a loud conversation.
You know, I'll bet you instigated this whole thing.
I didn't, but what if I did?
You're right, it's a fight.
I thought it was
Ring the bell. Maybe they're ready for an intermission.
Well, I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I can't talk to you when you're yelling.
You think I'm yelling? You want to hear yelling? I'll give you yelling! Who is it?
It's Tootie.
And friend. Aunt Sylvia, this is my friend Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi, Aunt Sylvia.
Come on in.
Hi, Uncle Brian.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Okay.
Uncle Brian, this is my friend Natalie. Natalie, Uncle Brian.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Tootie's told me so much about you. But not everything.
We're so glad you girls could make it this weekend. Come on, let me show you to your room.
Hey, this is great.
Just like our room at school, but nice.
Aunt Sylvia, is everything all right? I mean, with you and Uncle Brian?
Of course. What gives you the impression something's wrong?
Little things like you screaming bloody murder at each other.
You have to excuse Tootie. She has this nasty habit of always telling the truth.
Just husband and wife stuff. Nothing that should concern you kids. How would you girls like to come down to my TV studio?
Are you kidding? Why do you think we're so excited about being here?
Other than seeing you. I've never been to a TV studio before. I'm dying to see what a laugh track looks like.
Oh, and Brian's going to be on my newscast. It's part of a series I'm running this week on Buffalo's Talking Proud campaign.
Great!
Now, don't get too comfortable. We'll be leaving in exactly 10 minutes.
Okay. Rudy, why didn't you tell me?
Tell you what?
That it was a mixed marriage.
What do you mean a mixed marriage? She's not Jewish.
Come on, you know what I mean.
Well, it never occurred to me to mention it. Brian's one of the family, so we don't even think about it. Are you shocked?
Shocked? Are you kidding? I'm a very progressive, liberal-minded, today person. Yeah, I'm shocked.
We were, too, when they first started going together. But the main thing is that they love each other. I mean, really deep love.
You're being absolutely unreasonable.
I'm being unreasonable. You're being ridiculous.
Why is what I want ridiculous?
Because it's unreasonable.
That doesn't make any sense.
Gee, they really sound mad at each other.
Don't worry. That's the way all married couples sound when they fight.
Yeah. Just before they break up.
Honey, I just can't understand why you'd want to make a move, make a change. You are a celebrity in this town. People point at you on the street and they say, why, there's Sylvia Parker, the Channel 9 anchor lady. Gee, she's even prettier in real life. You know something? They're right.
Oh, Brian. What am I going to do with you?
Tell me I'm prettier in real life. Honey, you're doing great here. I mean, what more do you want?
I want it all. I want the brass ring. I want the giant jackpot. I want Jane Pauley's job.
Why don't you knock off Barbara Walters while you're at it? Boy, you are one ambitious lady.
Do you feel threatened?
No, I don't know. Yeah.
That's silly. Look, this move could be an incredible opportunity for you two. You want to work with juvenile delinquents? New York City is famous for its juvenile delinquents.
Yes, I know that, but New York just isn't for me.
Give me one good reason why.
Well, I don't think I could live in a city where people walk when it says don't walk.
Come on, Brian.
Honey, look, I know what moving to New York means to you, but think about what staying in Buffalo means to me. I mean, I grew up here. I owe this town a lot. They sponsored me all the way through the Olympics. I want to give something back to them. They've stuck by me all the way.
What about me? I stuck by you through school, through training. Why can't you give me the same support I gave you?
That is not fair. Now, I've always been your biggest booster.
Brian, I'm ready for more now.
I know. The lady who wants to stick it to Jane Pauley.
This is a chance to move on to something bigger and better.
Why does bigger always have to mean better?
Brian, can't you see for me this is my Olympics?
Honey, I understand that. But my work with the kids is just starting to take off. I can't let them down.
Are you saying that if I go to New York, you won't come with me?
I'm saying... There's nothing more to say.
Aunt Sylvia, isn't it time to go to the studio? It's way past 10 minutes.
If you're not careful, you'll wind up doing the 527 news. Hi, Aunt Sylvia.
Hi. Enjoying yourselves?
It's so exciting. We just saw a game show being done.
What I loved was the countdown to go on the air. In 5, 4, 3, 2.
What a fun job.
We'll be going on the air pretty soon. Why don't you girls go up to the control booth? That's the best spot.
Great. I can't wait to see Uncle Brian on your show.
Yeah. Hi, Ray. How are you?
How am I? You're leaving my station. How do you think I am after you plunge this knife into my back?
Ray!
Would you take it out, please? People think it's a clothes hook and keep hanging their coats on it.
I'm sorry, Ray. I was going to tell
you. It's also causing internal bleeding. In case I faint and need a transfusion, I'm type A.
It's nothing definite yet, Ray.
I just can't believe you didn't have the decency to tell me about it first. I mean, I had to hear about it from a parking attendant.
I'm sorry you had to hear about it from someone else.
You know, I used to be in the wholesale egg business. We used to candle each egg to sort out the bad ones. If we could only candle human beings.
Hey, Sylvia, we're on in 2 minutes.
Ray, it's nothing personal, believe me.
Places, Sylvia.
Okay. I have to go, Ray.
Go. Do the news. Local anchor woman assassinates station manager. Film at 11.
How you doing, Ray?
Right now, I should be suffering from depression. But I'm too depressed.
Nice talking to you, Ray. Hi.
Look, Brian.
Come on, Sylvia. You're on. We'll get to your interview in about 10 minutes. Okay, everybody, here we go. Stand by. In 5, 4, 3, 2.
It's the 5 o'clock news with Sylvia Parker, Danny Robinson with sports, and Larry Baker with the weather. And now, here's Sylvia Parker.
Good evening. At the top of the news tonight is a report released by the city administrative officer. Tonight, we've been checking into the Buffalo Youth Center, and with us is its director, Brian Parker, who also happens to be my husband. As many of you remember, Brian was on the 1976 U.S. Olympic hockey team. Brian? You don't mind if I call you Brian?
No, all my friends and wives call me that.
Brian, can you tell us a little bit about the Youth Center?
Well, we offer youth counseling, job training, and sports programs.
As a former hockey player, I guess that's where you come in.
Yeah, I've been able to get the kids off the streets and onto the ice.
I can see you're very proud of your work.
Oh, I am. And I'm sure whoever takes my place will do a great job.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
I'm moving to New York.
New York?
Yeah. You know, the place where people walk when it says don't walk.
What about all those kids who depend on you?
I have to move. Family business.
Aren't there some people you have to consult before you do a thing like that?
Uh-uh.
What are they doing?
Listen, I never wanted to stand in your way. The last thing I'd want to do is hold you back.
What about you? You have to think about yourself and your work.
Sometimes there are things that are more important than work.
Go to a commercial, fast.
You have worked long and hard to get where you are. Don't put yourself down.
Oh, hi. Hi. Still with us. This is Sylvia Parker. When we come back, we'll have weather and sports.
Clear.
Sylvia, it's bad enough you're walking out on me. Do you have to sink the station while you make your exit?
I'm sorry, Ray. And what would you say if I told you I'm not leaving?
I'd say, bless you.
Sil, that'd be crazy.
Butt out, Brian.
Why is it crazy?
Because you're right. I can find plenty of work in New York.
But you wouldn't be happy there.
She's right. They're always having garbage strikes.
There'll be other job offers. We'll make a move when it's right for both of us.
The girl makes sense, Brian.
Are you sure you're doing the right thing?
Who knows? All I know is I can't be happy if you're miserable. If it isn't right for both of us, just isn't right.
Okay. Anchor lady.
I love happy endings.
Yeah. You don't get many of those on a news show.
Thank you.